This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Superdome, the 68th annual Home and Garden Show, and we're here with the organizer of all of this, Mike Z, Mike Zalaznik, otherwise known as Mike Z.
Good enough.
Joins us, and he's in charge of this. Congratulations, Mike, back in the Dome.
Thank you. It has been... We had to leave the Dome for a couple of years. We really appreciate the hospitality down at the Convention Center. They were great to work with. But getting back into the Dome in such an iconic building, and it's a lot of fun, and you can feel the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The people coming in as we're loading in the booths, as we're building the booths. They're just, everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an iconic moment.
Well, it's good to get back home, right? Because
yes.
This has kind of been your home for a number of years.
Absolutely. We've been in the Dome since it's been, I think the Home Builders Association owns the show. So before I was involved with it, they, as soon as the Rivergate got torn down, this is where they came.
Yeah.
And so we've been in here for quite a few years. We're the longest tenant in the Dome other than the Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a hiatus with Katrina.
Yeah, that was a bit of an interruption, but it was good. I'll tell you, that show after Katrina that came back, I think every company in the world wanted to rebuild New Orleans.
Wanted to rebuild here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great opportunity, for sure, in so many different ways. Two very unique things when you come in, you're going to notice it right away. An opportunity to ride a hot air balloon inside of the Dome.
Yes. That's, again, coming back to the Dome, we wanted to make something very fun and unique. And it was, we had worked with balloons, and one of our directors at the Home Builders Association is a balloon pilot. And so we started discussing it, and it's like, could we do it? Maybe.
Yeah.
And no one has ever done it. No one's ever in the world that we know of given tethered rides inside of a Dome stadium. It took a little convincing. I won't lie.
But you made it happen.
But I'll tell you.
When you're in this business, you got to have that knack, right?
Yes. But I'll tell you, working with everyone from the fire department to the state fire marshal and the safety team in the city and the Dome, they've been really great. It hasn't been a, no, we can't do that. Maybe. let's see.
Right.
You know, and that's, and it took
a long
time. Well,
you can't miss it. You walk in, one is a multicolor, predominantly yellow and green. The other one is
blues and blacks,
blacks and some yellow. But you can't miss it. I mean, and I don't know. You almost have to have it every year now because it's such a unique add-on, right?
I think we might be able to arrange that.
Over 200 vendors.
Yeah.
I walked the floor earlier, packed full with just about anything you can think about with home improvement, around your house, garden, outdoor patio furniture.
Yep. You name
everything.
It. Flooring.
Awnings. I mean,
different types of flooring, new products. The nice thing about the show is when you come down, what the vendors do is they're bringing out their new product. They're bringing out what they've got new, what they want to show you, what they want to showcase. And they still have the traditional things on regular wood flooring and regular countertops and granite countertops. But then there's the new polymers and that kind of thing that you don't get a chance to you can look at it online, but you don't get to touch it, feel it, see it. You can't experience it. Like if you think you want a pergola in your backyard.
Yeah.
You can come down here and sit in six different pergolas.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
get a feel for it and see what you like.
Outdoor furniture, obviously with the climate that we have in traditional woods, always kind of been a challenge. A lot of composite stuff.
Yes.
All different shapes and sizes.
Yeah,
as well.
The poly furniture has been, I thought it was just a trend, a fad.
Yeah.
You know, and when they first started coming out, because it's like, okay, this is bright colors, but they're durable. They don't fade. They're lifetime warranties on them. You don't have to move them around. I don't even think a hurricane's going to pick one of those up.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If they can survive our climate and our weather here, they'll survive anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, we can test it better than anyone
in our environment. This environment is very unique. It's building. The show's owned by the Home Builders Association, so I talk with a lot of builders. And I've lived in a lot of different places in the country. Building here is probably the most challenging place to build anywhere.
Yeah.
And these guys are experts. And we've got a lot of builders and remodelers in the building. And those are the guys you want to talk to if you got a project going.
Yeah, absolutely. Interior, exterior lighting. You know, the onset of LED, and now they're going into next generation.
Yeah.
Just game changer. I mean, every shape and size that you can get a hold of.
Every kind of lighting that you can imagine. Whether you want to light the exterior of your house, you can light your house up for Mardi Gras. It's with the same lights. Light your house up with Mardi Gras for Christmas, for St. Patty's Day, for your anniversary.
And a lot of that same technology utilized inside unique closet designs with LED lights and things of that nature. I mean,
even a back.
Your imagination is the only limit in many respects,
and
right?
And that's, you hit the nail on the head in the fact that there's almost 200 vendors in the show this year, and you can get so many ideas. And I do the same thing. I just bought another house in New Orleans, and I'm remodeling. Just like anybody else, and I'm going through the aisles. I'm looking. Okay, maybe that I could do that. And I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be going around talking to vendors, looking for new products, and looking for things I want to put in my house.
Interior furniture, exterior furniture. And a lot of beds that you can jump on and test.
That's very true. It boggles my mind the number of beds that move out of the show every year.
Well, they're different. They're gel. They're this. They're that. There's every iteration of the new technologies that are out there, right?
Yep. And the ones that move, the ones that massage. There's so many different styles and comfort because we're all different. Let's be honest.
Early this morning, first thing I did, I bounced on about 20 of these mattresses.
Nice.
Because we bought one.
Does anyone have a picture of that?
Yeah. We bought one we don't like so much.
Gotcha.
So tell us, 68 years.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are, 2025. What is markedly different?
Oh, 68 years of the home show has been, we've gone through the archives. We've got the old pictures from the old shows, and they're very interesting. It's funny when you look at an ad from the old home show from the 50s, and a house was $3,500.
That's markedly different.
It's just amazing. And they hold the whole, you know, the whole subdivisions, you know, right. And it, the technology and what they build with nowadays, it's changing every day. And that's one thing, these builders down here, the remodelers, they have to keep up with their technology. Yeah. They have to keep up with all that. They get continuing education credits. We have classes in here for builders. Yeah. During the show, and so they can keep up with the tech and everything new, the new requirements, and that's probably the biggest change, is how technology has gotten involved in your home.
Well, you see it just with the quality of the booths, mm-hmm. and the presentations here on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, when you're walking around the show, it's a challenge. These guys work hard to build these booths. They only have 2 days to do it.
Right.
And they come in, and it's an amazing job they do. And they bring in their crews, and you can tell how skilled they are by just walking these aisles and looking at some of the projects that they've built here for us today.
They have some fancy wagons moving some a lot of material coming in, huh?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. This is our day. This is opening day. So we don't allow trucks in anymore, and we don't allow vehicles. So everybody's doing their last minute with these collapsible, foldable
wagons,
product movers. I don't even call them wagons anymore. They're almost like two-story.
So tell us a little bit about the details. Getting here, you can park in the dome, sure. Obviously.
Sure. Yeah, you can park in draw 6. The show starts today at 11. I'm sorry, 12. And we start at noon. We run till 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15 at the door. We run 10 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. And we will be just looking forward to being back in the dome and seeing everyone come back. It's been much anticipated on our end. And I'm hoping everybody turns out.
Well, it looks great. The balloons are a great idea. I mean, I've just been watching them going up and down. It really is neat. And they tell me that you really do get the feel of what it's like and rise and coming back down and the descent and the whole nine yards. So that's awesome. Congratulations to you.
Thank
guys
you.
Back in the dome. They're calling for bad weather tomorrow, but this is a great place to be because you can park in Garage 6 and walk right into the dome.
You won't even get wet.
You don't even get wet. So this is a great place to spend time.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're right. The weather forecast doesn't look very good for Saturday, and we have perfect weather in the dome.
Absolutely. Mike Z, the organizer of the 68th Home and Garden Show, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Noel.
Good luck through the weekend.
Enjoyed having you here.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Equinor Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live from the Caesars Superdome for the 68th Home and Garden Show. Excuse me. And we will be right back. Stay with us.